Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.
Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta is set to be canonized on Sunday, September 4th. Mother Teresa founded the religious order of the Missionaries of Charity, which is based in Calcutta, India. She dedicated her life to helping the poorest of the poor. She was beatified by Pope John Paul II in 2003, just 6 years after her death at the age of 87. The current Superior General of the Missionaries of Charity is Sister Mary Prima Pierick. She spoke with us about her personal experience with Mother Teresa. Here is part two of the interview, which begins with a discussion of the Missionaries of Charity who have been killed in their work.
If you look just with the eyes of the world at the death of our four sisters, it is a waste of young lives. If you look with the eyes of faith, it is a great privilege to give one's life for those who we are serving. Now, the persecution has been part of the Christianity from the very beginning, and persecution is necessary for the best to come out of our vocation. Our sisters willingly and knowingly remained serving the sick in Aden, in Yemen. And it has been a great pain and at the same time a great honor to know that they have reach the aim of their vocation, which is union with God, and to love as Jesus has loved, and to forgive those who do not know what they are doing.
The sisters of your order are facing many threats, and some have died because of Islamic terrorism. Can you tell us more about this?
We are in the countries where the Islamic religion is majority, to bring the presence of Jesus in the tabernacle of our chapels and through the sacraments which the priests who accompany us make Jesus present. And we make Jesus present through the works of mercy to the poorest of the poor, who are of another religion. Love and mercy is always understood, although there may be differences in religious understanding. We need to be there, to be that light in the darkness. If I ask the sisters, do you want to come to a place where you are safer, the sisters choose to remain where they are serving and especially also where they have been sent. We do not think of allowing fear and calculation to suffocate love and dedication for the mission and for the love of the poorest of the poor, wherever we are.
In your opinion, what's the significance of her being made a saint and her great popularity?
I cannot see her as a santino, also because we have lived with her and we know her. And to just put her as an image to be venerated rather than a model to be imitated is doing injustice to oneself, because Mother is alive and she is with us. She prays for us, and she is very active in the lives of many. I especially see that in Mother House in Calcutta, where the tomb of Mother is visited by thousands and thousands of pilgrims, of poor people, requesting favors from Mother. And Mother listens to them. And they go away with peace in the heart and the confidence and hope that their lives will be for better. Mother is not El Santino. Mother is alive and very active everywhere. And I very much need her, and the congregation and the world needs Mother's model and also Mother's teaching and Mother's intercession.
Mother Teresa was a great leader in the world, also meeting many political leaders, and she combined this with the contemplative life. How did she do this?
Our mother did not go out to preach or to teach other people what they have to do. And when she spoke from the clarity of her heart about values which are innegotiable, which can never be different from what God has given them. So she spoke from the direct conviction she had regarding the value of life, the value of spiritual life, of prayer, the value of the family, where often the relationships have to be helped by accepting suffering and forgiving each other. The value of the religious life as a continuation of the life of Jesus. She brought out the value of the poorest of the poor, who are great people and teach us many things, the way they live their life and accept whatever is given to them. Our mother did not go to teach, but Mother did not turn back in saying what she had to say in defense of the dignity of people.
Can you tell us the state of vocations to the Missionaries of Charity?
We still have vocations in all the world, although the number is much less than at the time at Mother's death and just after Mother's death. We are grateful for the call that Jesus calls young girls to follow the way, the same way of life that Mother has lived, and we are living in our communities. Many are attracted because of the radicality of the vocation and the way we share the poverty of the poor whom we are serving in our style of life.
That was the current Superior General of the Missionaries of Charity, Sister Mary Prima Pierik.
Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.